Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How Do We Get Sick? Already in progress.
But yet I was a pretty good kid, you know, but I still know my limitations. And I know what I did, and I know some of the stupid things I did. And like this woman that we got the email from this last week, man, she didn't tell us all the things she'd done, but she listed so many things. I mean, there for a minute, I almost believed that she was right. You know, God might as well just throw her out the window. You know, that's kind of like the time when Dallas, when I was on Daystar Television there, when I was praying for people on the prayer lines, when that guy called me and wanted me to pray for his wife, he said, my wife has left me and the kids and gone to work in a strip club. And I said, your wife's not saved? And he said, no, she's not saved. But he said, I got saved after we got married. He said, we wasn't either one saved at first, but said we had our kids. And said, after I got saved, she didn't like me being saved. So she left and said, I want you to pray that God will save her and bring her home. And so I did, and I took authority over the devil. I know that I have power over the devil. I commanded the devil to stop blinding her mind, commanded that devil to leave in the name of Jesus. And so after I did all that and rebuked the enemy and everything, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, now then let this boy go get his wife, convict her of sin, call her into the kingdom. Let him go get her and bring her home gloriously, save her and all that kind of stuff. And so we did all that, and I said, now call me next week and let me know what God did. Well, the next week he called me and he told me that within an hour after we prayed, within an hour, the Lord had his ex-wife call him, and he went down there and picked her up at the club and brought her home and gloriously led her to Christ. And the next day they went and got a marriage license and they were remarried. And then I asked him the question. I said, how long were you and your wife separated? He said, 14 years. That's what I said. I thought to myself, God, I'm so glad you didn't tell me that he did 14 years. If you said my wife's been gone and she's been gone 14 years, I'd have said, throw her away and get you another one. That's what I would have done. That's where my faith was. I mean, you know, but with God, God, he can have faith for everything, right?
Yeah.
You think he knew how long she'd been gone? Absolutely. He knew she had been gone 14 years to the second. He knew exactly when she left, the whole nine yards. I'm the one that has limited faith, not her, not God. But I guarantee, you know, if I hadn't have known, I could have never prayed that prayer of faith for that kid and for that wife and ex-wife. But they got gloriously reunited and saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, and their whole life changed after that. So, you know, what can you do as a son of God if you'll take these promises that God says and you'll walk in love and do what he says? You can just do great and mighty things. There's just nothing impossible. That servant therefore fell down and worshiped him. Have patience with me and I will pay you all. Next verse. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Wow. How would you like to be in debt of 10,000 talents or $1 billion and your boss says it's time to pay up and you go over to see him and say, sir, I'm sorry, I don't have any money. I just be patient with me and I will pay you everything I owe you, but right now I'm out of money. And the master say, oh, that's okay, no problem, you're forgiven. How would you like to do that? Wouldn't that be nice? Would you like for somebody to tell you, I forgive you, and give you $1 billion? Wow. That's amazing. Forgave him the debt. Verse 28. But that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 10 or 100 talents.
100 pence.
Yeah, 100
pence.
Yeah, 100 pence. And he said unto him, said that, he says, pay me all that you owe me. Verse 29. Turn that on. I'll let you read those. I need a little drink of water anyway. Start there, verse 29. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Okay, so he laid hands on him, took him by the throat, and said, pay me all you owe me. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all.
Now, wait a minute. Does this sound just like the other story?
Exactly.
Yeah, same kind of deal here. Okay, so the other guy, he went in and did the same thing. He fell down and worshipped him, and he's begging, and he's pleading, and the response of the master was totally different than it was with this guy after he had been forgiven. Okay, read on, honey.
Next verse. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt.
Now wait a minute. The other guy owed 10,000 talents. This one only owed 100 pence. That's about $3,000 or something like that. That's nothing. I mean, nothing compared to what he had. But he would not do it. He would not forgive him. And he cast the guy into prison. Wow, till he should pay the debt. Verse 31.
So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done.
Oh, wow. Okay, 32.
Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me.
Wow, just think now. Because the man came and asked the Lord to forgive him, he forgave him the whole debt, the whole thing. And this is all about forgiveness. Wow. All because you desired me. But verse 33.
Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?
Does that make sense? You know, I mean, God forgave us this humongous debt, and here we are, we got into a little problem, and so many of us, a little bitty problem with our mate, and one of them says something or does something that we don't like, and we can't forgive them. Oh, Lord, 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 be merciful to us, Lord. Please don't kill us all, Lord. Wow. Wow. Even as I had pity on you. Well, shouldn't you have forgiven your brother? Verse 34.
And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors.
Now wait a minute. Stop right there just a second. Do you want to make God angry? And the Lord was wroth or angry. He's angry because of what's going on here. Do you think people say God's mercy is new every morning? Okay, it may be. But he does still get angry. The severity of God will cause us to do what he says. I mean, you know, God, he does still get angry at you. And this is one place that makes him angry. It seems like he has a very, very low tolerance when it comes to unforgiveness. Now, I wonder why that is. Can you see him up there on that cross with those nails driven in his hands and the one driven in his feet, and he's hanging down there and he's looking down at those people after he's been beaten and bruised beyond your wildest imagination? I can't even fathom that beating he took for you and me. And there he is looking down and saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And here I've got a little bitty tiny debt of $100 or $3,000 or whatever. And he says, and his Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors. Now, wait a minute. Who delivered him to the tormentors?
Lord.
Isn't that scary? I mean, right there, the tormentors are the devil and his demons, those that come to kill, steal, and to destroy. And the Lord was angry, and the Lord delivered him to the devil till he should pay all that was due unto him. Verse 35. Let's read verse 35. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Look at that 35 from the beginning. And so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you. So who is going to turn you over to the devil?
The Lord.
The Lord. In other words, when people say, but you know, a Christian can't have a demon. Okay, then you ask this question. And I was in church in Louisville years ago. I was a deacon over there. And the pastor, Dr. Ben Smith, I loved him. He was a great man of God. He preached a message on forgiveness and unforgiveness one day. And he asked this question at the beginning of the service. He said, how many of you in here have some unforgiveness toward a brother or a sister? Hold up your hand. And I thought, there ain't nobody going to hold up their hand. But I looked around, there was 6 or 8 or 10 people with their hand up. And I thought, what is wrong with these people? I mean, don't they know we're in church? At least if there's any good place to lie, this would be a good place to lie. But I definitely wouldn't want the world to know I had unforgiveness toward Bob or Jack or Jane or something. But they did. And then he says, then how many of you that held up your hand would like to get even with your brother? And I thought, now there ain't nobody gonna hold up. And I looked around and there was 3 or 4 hands up on that. I thought, oh Lord. They were truthful at least. Yeah, they were truthful. But I thought, I can't believe this. And so when church was over, of course, Ben knew I studied the Word, you know, really in detail. And when we were shaking hands with everybody as we were going out, when I went by and shook his hand, he says, I looked at you when I made that statement. He said, you couldn't believe that either, could you, Thurman? I said, no, sir, I couldn't believe anybody would say, I want to get even with my brother when the Scripture says we're supposed to forgive. But just so, look, so likewise, now, let's back up to 34 and let's read 34. I'll let Cheryl read that, verse 34 and 35 one more time.
His Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him.
Verse 35.
So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses.
Now stop and think about this a minute. After what she just read and how this story went, if you were living in unforgiveness towards someone and you were turned over by the Lord to your tormentors, he, if you remember back up there in that scripture when we were up there about 27 or 28, not only was this man that owed this debt turned over to the tormentors and had to be sold for payment, who else had to be sold for payment? His wife
and children.
And all of his possessions. That's pretty costly, isn't it?
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How Do You Get Sick? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.